The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rayshon Blyden.
Welcome to Political Bombshell. Rayshon Blyden here. Let's talk about AOC, who lied about who? Well, let's click on the story here. AOC lied about libs of TikTok, then she got a visitor. Where did she get a visitor? And whom was the visitor? Look at that mug. Isn't it beautiful? Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez recently launched a barrage of lies against Shea Rajic, the woman behind the TikTok account Libs of TikTok, and falsely accused her of reporting inaccurate information about child sex surgeries. Now let's stop for a second there. Child sex surgeries. Child should not be having sex surgeries. Children should not be having sex surgeries. I maintain you should be an adult to have a sex surgery, even though I would still be against it. It would not be concerning to me. But children having sex surgeries, even if the parents consent, this is psychotic and sick. In response to Rajic, she made a visit to the congresswoman's office on Capitol Hill this week, after a staffer confirmed Ocasio-Cortez was unavailable. The door was slammed. And Libs of TikTok, she put a little quick video on her account. Let's take a look at it.
A few weeks ago, AOC lied about me on the House floor.
Ms. Navarroli, are you familiar with the account Libs of TikTok? That account posted false information about Boston Children's Hospital, claiming that they were providing hysterectomies to children.
So I am right outside the Cannon Building, and I'm going to go inside and hopefully meet AOC and ask her why she lied about me and get some answers. I don't think anyone's here.
Hi.
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 Is the congresswoman in?
No, she's not.
Okay. Is the person who's in charge of protect policy in?
No.
Okay. Yeah, so basically, she lied about me on the House floor a couple of weeks ago. So I just wanted to ask her why she lied about me.
Okay, give me one second.
Okay. Okay, so I don't think we're going to get to talk to her. I don't know if she's in or not, but I think that door slam was really telling. So I don't think they want to talk to us. Dear AOC, please don't lie about American citizens. Lev Chaya.
Very good. And that was, as you can see, the production was done by the Heritage Foundation. Now, after leaving AOC a note, Rajic visited a number of Republican offices where she was greeted with open arms. You see on Chips Roy, you might hear a chicken in the background. That's my dog Chip playing with a chicken. Ignore him. Chip Roy on Twitter, he left a message that said, "So blessed to have my friend Kaya swing by with her new book. Wonder why she was in # Stand Up for America." Then she went to Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene and says here, "Knows the truth." And they're holding a sign that says, "There are two genders. Can you ever guess what they are? Male and female, trust the science." Well, I'm afraid with liberals, when it comes to male and female, when it comes to genders, they don't trust the science. When it comes to climate, global warming, they don't trust the science either. even at the time, even though we were growing up, and we know that in hypotheses, if the data changes, the outcome can change as well. So you can't say science is settled. It is global warming, man. No. In addition, Rachik rallied against the Chinese spy app TikTok outside of the U.S. Capitol as the CEO testified in front of the House committee hearing. Republicans and some Democrats are contemplating a ban on the app as security concerns over data access and national security continue to grow. Heritage Foundation, they've posted this on their Twitter account. TikTok is designed to attract our impressionable youth. Groomers and predators know this and are using it to their advantage. And they're just posting what Chaya Rachik, the founder of TikTok on Libs, she was speaking there, but let's listen to her say it in her own words, which, by the way, is absolutely true. And this is why the Chinese government are allowing this to happen, because they want the American youth to be destroyed so they don't even have a chance to be competitive with them.
TikTok is a weapon being used to groom our kids. Every single day in America, our children are under attack. Predators are lurking everywhere trying to get access to your children to groom them. They're in classrooms, hospitals, colleges, and of course on social media, mainly TikTok. Some estimates claim that nearly two-thirds of American teens are on the app. TikTok is designed to attract our impressionable youth, and groomers and predators know this and are using it to their advantage. Over the past few years, TikTok has become a cesspool for LGBTQ activists to target children with propaganda. Take Jeffrey Marsh, a transgender activist who famously makes TikToks directed at kids telling them to cut off contact with their parents. Jeffrey has a large following on TikTok where he constantly puts out videos directing kids to speak to him privately and not to trust their parents. He even links his Patreon in his TikTok bio where he offers kids the opportunity to have a private consultation with him. He's using TikTok to prey on vulnerable kids. That is predatory behavior. Or take the pediatrician from Washington whose video I recently posted. She created a TikTok telling users, mainly youth,
what did she tell them?
That puberty blockers are completely safe and reversible. That's an absolute lie. So a kid goes on TikTok, goes on this app, and they think they're getting good, correct information from a credentialed doctor, a pediatrician, and what she's saying can actually cause a kid a lot of harm and irreversible damage. And TikTok is purposely feeding this content to American youth. Through TikTok, trans activists have a platform to groom children by telling them to cut off contact with their parents and offering them guidance on gender transition using harmful information. Over the last 2 years, I've spent hundreds of hours going through the depths of TikTok to expose its harmful effects on children. TikTok is destroying our youth.
Yes, it is. Again, young Chinese government, they are evil and will do anything to be the number one country. And if it means playing dirty pool, first they had balloons floating, and now this TikTok is worse because this is taking the impressionable youth, like she said, and you have all the cesspool of the world, these transgender people who say transpubic. I can't even talk about it. It's infuriating. What needs to happen is, where's the cybersecurity? They need to do, like many of these cyber stings, they go after child predators. Well, you need to go after, because these are also child predators. You need to go after them and pose as a child and see what they're doing and what type of information they're trying to feed these children and arrest them. Arrest them. So townhall.com posted on their Twitter, TikTok CEO, yes, the young Chinese engineers do have access to global data. Representative Wahlberg, you have no access to American data today. TikTok CEO, that's not what I said. Representative, so do you have access? TikTok CEO, this is a private business. Let's listen to this.
We rely on global interoperability, and we have employees in China. So yes, the Chinese engineers do have access to global data.
You have access to global data.
We have heard.
Not storage.
No, storage has always been in Virginia and Singapore. The physical service.
You have no access to storage, to American data today.
That's not what I said. I said...
So you do have access to American data, and you have storage of American data.
The American data has always been stored in Virginia and Singapore in the past. And access of this is on an as-required basis
as
by our engineers globally. By engineers for business purposes.
By engineers?
This is a private company.
ByteDance?
ByteDance.
The Communist Party?
No.
Why? How can you say that?
This is a,
if they have
a
access.
Private business. This is a private business.
So he's just dodging the question, dodging it. This is a private business, Shut up. Ban TikTok today, right now.
Political corruption is the nation. A new sheriff coming to town. The politician is about. There are two corruptions. A political bomb shall come from people this girl. A political bomb, so come on people.